It's Giving Tuesday, as it is every Tuesday at WRVA. So glad that we can shine a spotlight on some of the great groups that are doing good work across Central Virginia. And this morning, we are joined by Diane Brown, who is the Development and Communications Director for the Blue Sky Fund. And Diane, I'm glad to have you here. How are you feeling this morning?
Hi, John. So glad to be here. Thanks so much for having us. And I am feeling great. I don't know about you, but I am loving this fall weather.
No kidding. I'm looking on your website right now, and you've got this amazing video of all these kids who are out of the house, out of the basement, not on their phones, not playing video games, and are out on the James River. So I got to believe that this dovetails in with your message and your movement.
It certainly does. It certainly does. As you said, we're a nonprofit. We're Blue Sky Fund, and our mission is to create transformational experiences for Richmond area youth through outdoor education. So that spans all the way from nature-based science education, where we get kids in elementary school out of the schools into our amazing green spaces we have here in Richmond and learning about their science objectives, but, you know, through hands-on education, which, you know, I find seeing is really believing. We also go all the way to our middle schools and our high schools and get them also out into green spaces, doing a lot of skills building and confidence building through what we like to call as the INGs of the outdoors. So you're climbing, you're canoeing, you're hiking, all just based on getting that connection to nature.
It's crazy. Some families being outdoors, going swimming, going kayaking. I mean, it's not cheap to do any of this stuff. If you, even renting a kayak costs you money. And if you're living paycheck to paycheck, that may not be something you can do. And if you're working 60, 70 hours a week, maybe you can't take your kids to do that. How often do you encounter kids in Richmond or in some of the surrounding areas who have never been to the James River, who've never been to the Blue Ridge Mountains, have never done anything outside?
Yeah, unfortunately, there are many youth who have never been down to the James River, even if they, you know, by car would live 10 to 15 minutes away. And that's a huge part of what we're trying to do is create that connection, introduce, and then through the kids that we interact with, also introducing parents and families.
Does it cost a lot of money to run operations like this? Do you have a lot of volunteers who lead the adventures? I'm using that word like it's Indiana Jones, but you know, the adventures out on the James River.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a full-time team of 7 people who put on programming for over 2,300 kids every year. And we also could not do this without the incredible support of our 17 part-time staff members. They are out there every day working with youth, getting them outdoors, connecting them to nature. And then we also love having our volunteers. You know, our programming, to your point of that access and equity of the outdoors being hard because, you know, that investment in equipment, if you want to go canoeing or just even sometimes having that mentor or the guidance to know that something exists that you can even do for free. Let's say going to the park and meditating, finding the areas on the James River that you can swim, you know, having someone to teach you and lead you there can be that first step to a lifetime of outdoor adventure. Now, all of this, because we want to make sure that it is accessible, is free to our students. So we really couldn't do this without our community of support. That comes from a lot of great donors, a lot of great time spent from our volunteers, as well as our board members, all the way to some great grantors and other donors that we have as well.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's funny, when I lived in D.C., I used to go kayaking on the Potomac River all the time. It's kind of gross water sometimes, but whatever. It was great to go out there. You kayak by the Lincoln Memorial, and you can rent a little kayak there. And I had a good friend who worked in the Congress with me for a member of a different party. And I used to say, hey, we're going to go kayaking this weekend. You want to go? And finally, after I'd asked 6 or 7 times, probably over the course of the summer, he said, I can't go, John. And I didn't want to tell you that I can't swim. You know, I've never, I grew up in the inner city, and I won't say where, but in the inner city in another town, and didn't know how to swim. How often do you encounter kids who are scared or resistant to doing something like this because they don't have those types of skills that those of us in the suburbs probably kind of take for granted because there is a neighborhood pool or, you know, your parents have a little bit of money to join the recreation association or that type of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. All the time. And every day in our programming, that is an experience. We even have had volunteers as far as parents or grandparents join us, come down to Belle Isle. And, you know, we had a grandmother one time walking back across the Belle Isle Bridge, pedestrian bridge, tell our program that, hey, I've lived in Richmond my whole life, not that far from the James, and I've never been out to Belle Isle. So we encounter that all the time. Yeah. I think something that I love so much about our programming, though, is seeing that change over time. We interact with our students multiple times a year, you know, different frequencies depending on which age group we're working with. We work with elementary, middle school, and high school. But we see that change and shift in behaviors from gaining that confidence and having those experiences out in the outdoors. We had over the summer, got some of our middle school students down to swim in the James River. You know, they were not about it, not really interested at first. You know, some of the crew said, you know what, no, I want to swim, started swimming. Seeing is believing, so more of the participants jumped in, and then the kids by the end were telling our program manager, say, Mr. David, you got to call our parents. We don't want to go home yet. It's okay if we're 2 hours late. And
it's the best thing ever. If you get the chance to experience it, and it's crazy that so many people don't get to experience. I'm so thankful that you're there to offer that to these kids. It can change their life and change their appreciation for their place in the world, you know, that type of touch to something that's natural, the river, the island, the animals that are running around. I mean, you just can't beat it. It's the Blue Sky Fund, and you can find them. I'm looking at their website right now, blueskyfund.org. And, you know, we do a lot of talking here at WRVA about let's not count on the government. Let's look for outside groups to help. This is one of those chances that you can help influence a group that's doing good work, that's touching in a positive way the lives of a lot of the kids that we always talk about being concerned about. But then when push comes to shove, do we really help? Try to help today. BlueSkyFund.org. Diane Brown, I really appreciate you joining us. I want to come out and see you all in action sometime. Maybe in the spring when it's warmer.
Yes, right? Please do. Well, okay. If you'd like to join in a shorter time period, you can come and join our Hike for Kids, which will be on Saturday, October 22nd.
Oh, let me write that down.
You can access that as well. Yeah.
October 22nd. Okay.
October 22nd. It's a great way to kind of see what we do and also have us help connect our community to nature through this great fall event.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. I'm looking at it. I see this on the website. Register today for the Hike for Kids, October 22nd. It's the Blue Sky Fund, blueskyfund.org. Diana, really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much.